Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. This is Reverend Stan, and I thought I'd have a New Year's show tonight. It's the very first one I've done right here, right at New Year's, when the ball's getting ready to drop. I'd like to say again, Happy New Year's, everybody. This has been an awesome year, a year that has been teaching the body of Christ. I know for my own self, this year has been very unique. This year was been a very unique year of training me to be a great minister, to be a great son of the Most High God, and to be a better brother to the brothers and sisters of Christ. And you never know what the Lord is going to put in your way. Each year is different. Each year is a new training ground for the body of Christ, and it's very unique to see what Lord's going to do. A lot of times, what I really feel that the enemy will come in, and he will grind you. He'll try to tear you down, and I've saw this with a lot of brothers and sisters, even myself. We got into an ordeal this year where we was out ministering, and we came across a situation that it was beyond our minds. We just didn't understand a lot of stuff. And from this situation, the Lord really trained me and the brothers that's here at the Healing Light Show how to deal with this situation, how to pray for these people, how to do this and do that. And he's really blessed me, because I've had a brother of mine in the Lord that's real close to me would say to me, he's like, hey, man, he said, this here is a real strong situation. He said, don't let this situation tear you down, because there's a lot of people out here that would go through the same situation that you went through, and they would fall. The enemy would take them out. The enemy would take them and flush them down the toilet, and their whole ministry, everything would be gone. Stand strong in the Lord, stand strong on his word, and walk forth with the Lord, because the Lord is going to see you through this situation. So at that time, I was really coming close to the Lord, asking the Lord. I mean, I was kind of like all the prophets, you know, that they all ask the Father, you know, why is this going on? What's going on here? What is this situation here, you know? And the Lord would always bring me peace and just tell me to hold on. He knew way ahead of time what was going to happen. It's just I didn't know what was happening. But the Lord brought me through. He strengthened me. He showed me his power. He showed me that I'm not in control. He's in control. lot of times, you know, as ministers and, you know, ministers in the power of God, we think, you know, God's going to do everything for us to just put our hands, everything works just perfectly. It does at times, but there's sometimes that the Lord will humble you and take you to a point where you're humbled and you see that it's not you. It's the Lord Jesus Christ working through you. It's never you. And a lot of times we got to have that check to let us know that it's never us, you know, that is doing this. It's always the Lord Jesus Christ working through you. The Holy Spirit is working through you. He's transforming people through you. And my whole career here in the ministry of the Healing Light has been transforming people and showing them that the power of God works through them. But the, also, I learned that it was never you to begin with. It was always the Lord. And I knew it was always the Lord working through me, but I knew as a son of God through Jesus Christ that, you know, God is going to answer me. And I was going to one of these events, and I was, you know, I know God speaks through me. He talks through me, but there's always sometimes that point where you feel like you ain't getting anything back, or it's just you. It's, you know, you're just undecided what the situation is. And I went to the brothers and sisters there, and I asked them, I said, pray over me, you know, see if you get a word. And he put his hand on me. He said, hey, he said, you're just having a downtime like we all have, and just stand up in the Lord and just trust him. Trust that he has this. And he says, you know, this is just normal. So I did that, and I stood straight. You know, I stood on the word. I stood straight in the Lord, and the Lord pulled me through this, and is teaching me more about loving people and more about people. I mean, it's just unique. I'm learning just like you guys are. I mean, I walk the same walk y'all do every day. I ain't gonna say I'm always carrying my cross, because I believe the Lord carried that cross for me 2,000 years ago. But I do believe that, you know, he's transforming our mind. We're holy within inside ourselves, because when Jesus died and we accepted him, he made us holy. It's just our mind has to learn all this stuff, learn the sonship, learn all this stuff. So it's a learning transformation. And this whole ministry has been like, it's always been a learning situation. And I really feel this year is going to be significant to this country and a lot of unique things. What I'm going to do here right quick while we're talking about the new year and stuff, I'm going to go ahead and play a song. And the song is You Are. We will be right back.
Like the rising sun. sun. And when that day comes and I see your face, I will shout your endless glorious praise. If I
Welcome back to the Healing Light Show, and you are. I mean, God is everything. The Lord is everything in our Christian lives. And at this time, I like to read John 3:16. It says, "For God loved the world in this way, He gave His one and only Son, so that anyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world that He might condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Anyone who believes in Him is not condemned, but everyone who does not believe is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God." And this is really saying a lot here, you know, where it says, "For God did not send His Son into the world that He might not be condemned." He's not to condemn the world, but then the world might be saved through Him. And there's a lot of things there. You know, Jesus did not come into this world to condemn you. We really get that confused. Regular everyday church teaches us that God is always judging us. We've always got to worry about that guy in the sky that's pointing his finger at you. He's not doing that. He's actually, when he saved you and the Lord put His blood upon you, when His blood paid that price for you, He sees you as His Son. He does. He sees you as Jesus Christ. What a lot of people think, they're like, you know, I'm a son. He sees you as Jesus. You ain't Jesus, but He made you like, the blood made you like Jesus in God's sight. He doesn't see your sins anymore because His Son paid for that 2,000 years ago. So when He sees you, He sees His Son. He actually sees Jesus when He looks at you, and He loves you to that extent. We still see our faults, and I still know the enemy knows our faults and throws it back at us every 10 minutes. Our thing is to know who Jesus is, know how He lived His life, and see all the things that He done, He did it for us. And we should be living like His Son. But the Father doesn't see our sins anymore. He sees only Jesus. So we can be out here acting all crazy, and God still loves us, unconditional love. But Jesus sees us as we are at our problems. I mean, He knows our problems, but He still loves us. As it says, He didn't come into this world to condemn us. He came in this world to love us. Because in the Old Testament, they didn't have the Son of God there. They had to do sacrifices, and the sacrifice would only last a certain amount of time. And then they would get saved, or they would get blessed, and then the sacrifice would run out, and then they'd have to do it all over again. They had this long process they had to go through. We don't have to do that no more. We got the Lord Jesus Christ covering us and living through us. And I did a show with Dave Burkett this week, and I think I'm going to be releasing that next week or something like that, to be talking more about that. but it's awesome to know what our Savior did for us. He transformed us and made us like Him. It's just our minds can't comprehend that. And when we see other Christian brothers and sisters not living like the Lord, they're living like the world, it's because their mind is not transformed. They're not keeping their mind in the Word, or they don't know the Word too good, and they're living like the world. That's why it's so very important to get into the Word and know the Word and have it inside you. And some people don't have a real thick foundation in the Word or with the Lord, so they can fall very easily. And we did another series about that too for the Healing Life video series. So just check that out on YouTube. And I do want to tell people that the Healing Light channel is about finished. It's been a pleasure getting these different ministries involved in the Healing Light channel. It's been a blessing going through their videos, picking the ones I'm wanting on the channel. This channel that we are creating now, the Healing Light channel on Roku, you have to have the Roku box or the internet television to get this. So when we release this, you will have like 7 or 8 different ministries. You'll have Street 7. His ministry is going to be on there. Daniel Cook, his ministry is going to be on there. We're going to have Art Montgomery, one of my good friends, Art Montgomery. His ministry is going to be on there. Jason Wade's ministry will be on there. I got permission from his family to put his stuff up on there, and she said that would be like a remembrance of Jason, of all the things that he did through his life. And he worked mightily for the Lord and brought a lot of people to the kingdom in his own way. He did a lot of street stuff. He looked like a normal, you know, person on the street, normal street person. And he came from that lifestyle. So people understood him, and he could pray for people, and the Lord would react tremendously strong on people when they get healed and give themselves to the Lord. One thing I could say about Jason Wade is that he always wanted to get a Bible to somebody. When he would pray for somebody, I remember him saying, "Well, I'm trying to get donations for a big set of Bibles for any time that I pray for somebody and they get healed, that they get the Word of God and they can read for themselves and be transformed as I have and as the Word has done for me. I just want people to get the Word." When he said, "I don't want to just pray for them and they get a healing and walk off," he said, "I want them to know Jesus. I want them to know the Lord Jesus." And he said, I'm getting all these donations for these free Bibles." And you would see in some of his videos, he'd pray. He said, "Hey man, I got a Bible and I got a card to give you." And it wasn't just, "Hey, you know, you feel good. See you later, buddy." It's, "Hey, I want you to know Jesus more. I want you to know Jesus more deeply as I do." So it was very interesting to see how he ministered to people and how he loved the Lord. Now, you know, from the lifestyle that he came from, he had some issues here and there, and we all knew that, and we all have our ups and downs in our lives, but he still loved the Lord, and he still worked hard for the Lord every day. I mean, he did 200 to 300 videos on his site where he was outside daily, just out praying for people, evangelizing the people, and people wouldn't expect him to come up to him, and he would just pray, and God would just show up tremendously. My dear brother, Jason Wade, he passed this year, and we're all going to miss him deeply because we always loved his videos. He's a good friend to a lot of us, and he's taught a lot of us a lot of things about walking the power of God. One thing he did tell me, he's like, "Hey, man," he's like, "you know, when I wanted to learn this, it wasn't many people to teach me. It was only maybe one or two would take me in, but nobody else would really listen to me." And he said, "These Dustin from Street 7 taught him a lot of stuff, and the Holy Spirit basically trained him. He really didn't have a whole lot. The Holy Spirit had to train him." So it was an awesome story about what went on with him. And on the Healing Light channel, you will see his stuff. This Healing Light channel is to build your faith. A lot of people need their faith built. And I think in the new year, this channel is going to build people's faith. If you want to learn about working in the power of God, you go to the Healing Light channel. You'll have a whole selection there of people you can listen to. We got Holy Spirit-led ministries, Dave and Patty Loggy. They're going to have their stuff on there. Like I said, we're going to have, Stacy Skelton. He's going to be on there. He's going to have a lot of awesome stuff that he's doing. I mean, we got a lot of people on here that works in the power of God. It's going to be an awesome thing. I mean, with me putting these videos together for this channel, it was even touching me just seeing the things that these guys was doing out in the street and really encouraging me as well. And one thing I can say is one of the things that I have learned is to always love the brothers and sisters in Christ. They all have a part in your ministry. They all have a part in your life, and they all have their purpose. And I'm going to tell you, people, because you have some brothers and sisters in your life that's not there right now, the Lord had them in your life for a purpose. They trained you different things. They pushed you to different levels to help you to grow in the Lord. Don't never give up hope on brothers and sisters in the Lord, because they have their part for you. They're there to transform you, to let you know the Lord better, show things that you're not doing that you need to do. That, I mean, just so many different things that they're here. So if you have a brother and sister in the Lord, you know, really pay attention to them and let them try to guide you in the right way. I mean, I've had many, and all the brothers and sisters. I mean, Doug Perry, he's another one we've had on the show. I've learned a lot from him. He's very strong in the Lord, and he's got his own ministry going. It's very amazing to see how the Lord growed his ministry, how many people has been drawn. The Lord draw people to his ministry to help him build to what he has today. And it's just so important to get close to your brothers and sisters in the Lord and just let them help you, and you help them. I mean, you can help them in things. And it's awesome to see that. But there's a lot of things that the Lord is going to do this year. And I'm going to get more into that here in a little bit. I'm just going to go ahead and get right into When Mercy Found Me. I'll be right back.
My Savior's arms are open.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Healing Light Show. This is Reverend Stan, and I was just talking about some of the things that we've experienced here in 2016, which right now, by my watch, it is 2017. I want to say Happy New Year's to everybody. God bless each and everybody that, you know, that's listening here, and I want to say Happy New Year's, and may God bless this new year for you. I know there's a lot of celebration going on right now. I'd like to say God bless every one of you. Lord Jesus, I ask you to bless each and every person that's listening to this. Bless their new year. Bring spirit upon them. Bring healing upon them. Bring health upon them. Bring mental clarity upon them. Just put blessings upon their life. I command this now in Jesus' name. Just bless their lives. The ones that's listening right now, just bless their life now in Jesus' name. I want to say happy New Year's to each and everybody that's listening to this right now. By my watch, it's 12:01, and I want to say God bless every one of y'all, and Happy New Year's to each and everybody that's listening to this. Like I said, this is the New Year's show for the Healing Light Show, and I want to thank each and every person that's listening to this right now, and I want to say happy 2017. It's a new year, a new beginning, and let this year start off new. And be a, and have this walk with the Lord this year be straighter and put more work into it with the Lord. There's a lot of us that just sits, you know, goes to church. We don't really get all that involved. Let this year be the year that you get involved. Let this year you get involved in a ministry, help with a ministry to help transform people into the body of Christ, to help lead people to Christ. All these things that you can do in this new year to bring people to the body of Christ. And this is your year. This is your year to bring people to the body of Christ. The Healing Light Ministry, we have devoted to that, to disciple people and to transform them and to pray for baptism of the Holy Spirit and watch them work in the power of God and disciple people on the street. This is one of the things that we teach. But back to this new year that we just came into, I was on the road with my family, and we was going to get something to eat. And as we know, my wife's birthday was today, and well, the day that passed. And tonight, the Lord was putting on my heart about Donald Trump. We know the presidential race was real crazy this year. There has been a fight like crazy about the politicians. They've always been going back and forth. I mean, at each other's throats all year long. And right when it was finally over, we was all glad that the presidential race was over. It's finally done. A lot of people didn't like that Donald Trump won. A lot of people want Hillary to win. And there's a lot of people want Donald Trump to win. But a lot of Christians and a lot of the brothers and sisters that I know was predicting that Donald Trump would win, that the Lord was saying that Donald Trump would win. The Lord said that to me. He told me that Donald Trump would win, but he never did tell me which the first race or the second or the main race. He just said he would win. And I remember when Obama won, he told me Obama would win. So I didn't really go out on a step and say he's going to win at all, but I did know. My personal friends, I told them that Donald Trump was going to win. He's going to win something in this race. And it was kind of unique because he won it all. And I was like, amen, Lord. You know, he won it all. You pushed him right through there. But what the Lord put on my heart today, and I'm going to say this, Donald Trump is going to have a major power play in this new year. There's going to be a new power play in this new year Donald Trump's going to do. He's not clarified. The Lord ain't clarified what he's going to do, but it's going to be a big, powerful year for him. The Lord is going to put something upon him. I think the Lord is going to change a way of his life, change his life. He's molding Donald into this form that he's want him to be. I really believe at the beginning of the year, he wasn't exactly what the Lord was wanting him to be. But I think through all this scolding and all this stuff that was going on, he was actually fixing Donald Trump to be what he was needing to be, to watch what he says, to be more gentle towards people, to really, really love people more than what he was putting out. And we saw here at the end of the election that Donald Trump said, you know, hey, I didn't really mean a lot of this stuff. I was going to do this and that. But in the core of Donald Trump, he's a businessman. And he goes to stuff, he works on stuff to make it, you know, better. He wants it, you know, he's from this country. And when he's from this country, he wants his country to be better, for our country to have more jobs, for more people to bring more jobs into this country, for us to bring peace, bring the people with destroying peace and get, you know, and remove them or fix them where they can't destroy our peace. And I know Joshua Fontaine said this in a event we had this year. He said, a peacemaker that comes into a situation, he doesn't come and lay down and let people walk on him and say, this is peace. He fixes it where peace can happen. The ones that's destroying the peace has to be taken care of. They have to be removed out of the way for peace to come. Because if you let the people that has been destroying peace, has been trying to take over everything, if you let them stay, there will be no peace. There will be terror. And we've saw this in our world in the last couple of years. We've saw ISIS taking over things, slaughtering people. We've saw them come over here and they try to claim that they got a religion of peace. And you look all over the world and you see that that's not true. And now I'm not saying everybody is bad people. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying a lot of the people that has been in that religious belief or been in the terrorist belief has been kindly corrupting things, and God is trying to fix this. And what I have saw in the world in the last year, there has been a whole bookload of Muslims that's been coming to Christianity. The Lord has been coming with visitations, showing them the true Lord, and revealing Himself, showing, you know, some of these Muslim brothers and sisters. I'm saying brothers and sisters because they could come into the body of Christ and really show them who the Lord Jesus is, that he is a true God, that the one that they're worshiping is not a God. He's by no means no God. And he shows this and proves this. We have been watching a lot of videos where some of the Muslim people has passed and they would see that their God is not really a God. And they end up going to the wrong place, but the Lord saves them and brings them out of this situation, and they have a strong testimony for the Lord. So there's a lot of peace that's going to be coming, but there has to be a cleanup job has to be done in this country to make things right. And I'm not saying for people to go towards racism, because that is exactly not what nobody wants to do. We want peace in our country. We want everybody to get along. But the ones that refuse to get along, it has to be something dealt with them. I mean, it has to be something to deal with that. But the Lord, when the Lord came into this world and he actually evangelized to the Pharisees, there was no peace there. There was no peace there. He told them what was wrong. He proved to them what they was wrong. He told them that they was like empty tombs, that they was just using the people for money and trying to use religion to bring more finances into their temples and stuff. And he said that was not of his Father. And there's so many things that the Lord came in to do. He came to shake the place up. And after he shook the place up, things started falling apart for the religious system at that time. And peace started to come in there because, you know, they started seeing what was wrong and they saw Jesus rose from the dead, and they try to hide it, but they couldn't hide this. They couldn't hide the Lord from raising from the dead. There were so many people that saw him that they couldn't deny this. It was impossible for him to deny this. So that was, you know, something that the God the Father snuck Jesus in and pulled him out and revealed him to people. And then they just couldn't comprehend what the Lord did. And his life has changed the world for 2,000 years. There's just so much stuff. And what's so awesome is we serve a living God, not a dead God, not a half alive God. We serve a living God. He still can have visitations with you. He still can come in heavenly form and talk with you. It didn't stop 2,000 years ago. There's brothers and sisters that actually saw him and had conversations with him. So believe you me, folks, we still serve a living God, and he still has visitations with people. Because he's not with you, maybe he will. Maybe he will soon. And maybe he won't. I mean, I don't know the situation, but I know our God is a living God. And I know he's still doing visitations. He's still transforming people's lives. And he can transform yours today. Well, I'll be right back. And I'm going to play, let's see, what we're going to play next. We're going to play You Are. Amen. Welcome back to the Healing Light Show. I want to thank everybody for listening to me tonight here at the New Year's Happy 2017 show. I want to thank each and everybody staying up to listen to me tonight. Like I started a while ago and I was telling people, you know, the new year that the Lord put on my heart, it was actually pretty powerful when he was showing me that Donald Trump is going to have a strong year coming this year. There's going to be some strong change coming. There's some stuff that's going to happen. We're really seeing where Obama is playing his last cards. And we're seeing this, how he's trying to mix up Israel. There's a lot of things going on there. and he's still trying to get praise and glory for it. And, you know, I really don't understand some of that stuff. I didn't say this in one of the shows I did that I did live and all that. But there was a lot of stuff that is going on in Israel too. We love Israel. It is a chosen city, but we do know that God the Father has dealt with Israel for over thousands of years. He has. When they would mess up, he would take care of them. He would show them what they was doing wrong. And I think a lot of this is because of there's some stuff that was going on in Israel. Anybody that has been there. Now, I love Israel. I do. I love all about Israel. It's a holy city. There's great people. But there's stuff there that has not went right. And God has dealt with that. And I'm sure he's going to restore Israel to back way it was. And we're going to be seeing, you know, more people coming to help Israel after this, you know, after Donald Trump comes in. He's already promised he was going to do some stuff to help Israel. And I'm sure he is. And he's going to get to the bottom of a lot of this stuff. But, you know, God allows things. And, you know, the enemy cannot go over what God is doing, what he is doing with a country. And sometimes he'll let the enemy come close, bring his armies in, and then God will actually come in and destroy all the things that's coming against them. And I really believe that God is going to destroy a lot of these wars that's coming towards Israel. He's going to be, you know, I really believe Israel is going to be strong in this. But I think that God allowed some of this to open their eyes and say, hey, we need to come closer to God. We need to, get more closer to God, that the God of our country, get more closer to him. And I really believe that. But like I said, you know, I really feel Donald Trump is going to do a lot of things this year. I don't know to what extent. I wouldn't really told everything to the extent and way I am. I will not tell you anything that I was not told. So I only tell you to the extent that I am told. So I try to keep to that as much as I can. So just keep your eyes open and see what our new president will do. But getting back into the ministry and stuff, I want to thank all the brothers and sisters that helped me in this ministry this year. Chuck McDonald, Mike Burkett, Frank Moxon, Heath Adams, you know, all the ministry teams that's helped. Elsie and Owen and all these guys that's helped me with my ministry. And I got to go to Pete Cabrera School last year, and it was pretty awesome. Got to learn some things, and the Lord brought peace upon me and showed me some things that was pretty awesome there. And I met a lot of brothers and sisters from the Pete Cabrera School, and I still have got close friendships with them, and we still talk to one another. It's been an awesome friendship there. But you know, you always learn something in every year, and I really believe there's a lot of people that's listening to me right now. There's been changes going on in their lives, and this change that the Lord is doing with them, they're going to see a benefit from it. And I think a lot of these changes is slowing down now. The change has got to a point where it's actually stopping. And they're going to start seeing the benefit of the change of their selves, the change of their families. There's changes in there. And I really feel there's some people out there that has more changes coming, that they're not where the Lord wants them at this time. They need more changing. There's more flipping and a flopping that's going to go through to change them to be the person that God wants. And it may be in their ministry. It may be in their own personal life, but there's going to be some change coming there. And I believe there's some that has already had this change, and this change has stopped, and they're going to start seeing the benefits of the transformation they went through in the past year. So just keep that, you know, keep that in mind. And I don't know who this is for, but just take this and take that nugget of wisdom and just think about that. But there's a lot of things going on in the body of Christ right now. And one thing that I have learned a lot is about loving people. The Lord is all about loving people, loving them no matter where they are, wherever they are in their life. Just the Lord really loves people. and saw him take people off the street that does not know the Lord at all. And he will just pour his love amongst them and transform them in this love and just show them this love. And that there is some people, I really believe there is some people that don't understand this. And it takes time for them to get to a point where they're on their knees and just ready to give up their lifestyle. And then God pours out love, but they have to be brought down to a position where they can receive that, because some people that cannot receive that because they're in so much hate and this, you know, and problems in their life that they just can't see the light at that time. But when they get to the very bottom, God comes and puts his peace and his presence upon them and show them his love, because they're ready to see that. They're ready to receive that. But at a certain point of time in their life, they was not able to receive that or see that. They was not ready to see that light at the end of the tunnel, because they was so far in the tunnel or on the bottom of the tunnel, they wouldn't look up. But when they went to the very bottom, they looked up and they saw that light. And I believe that's somebody out there right now that God is letting you fall where you want to go, and you're about there, and God is going to shine his light and let you grab his hand, let him pull you out of this situation. But you're going to trust him in this situation. You're going to trust. I really feel you ain't had much trust in your life, but you're going to trust in him. He will get you out of this situation. He will give you a new life. The Lord Jesus Christ will hand you a new life. He will make you a son or daughter of his Father through him, and he will transform your life. And he will do that today. At this time, if you've not received the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent for my sins. I believe that you died on the cross for me. I believe that you rose again on the third day for me. And I accept you into my heart for eternity. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I accept you in my heart for eternity. I ask this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, the Lord Jesus, it just came into your heart. And Lord, I ask you just to bless them and bring your blessings upon their lives. Command that now in Jesus' name. And so it is. But I really feel that. And, you know, this year has been awesome. I mean, all the people, and Chris Crutchfield, there's a lot of people that's been in my ministry. Robert Hager, he's been in my ministry too. There's just so many people I can't really comprehend. It's really been helping with this ministry. And I know y'all probably see Art Montgomery on here. He's always been a good friend of mine. I could call and he'd minister and talk with any person. He's always been open-minded and be really there to help a person. He's an awesome guy too. There's so many people that God is good to use and good to help transform other people. And they're just awesome people. I'm telling you that they just are. I'm telling you, you know, once you get a good friend in the Lord, you know, stay with them and try to work with them. And let them help you, and you help them. I mean, it goes both ways. But God is very good at that, for using the body for that. And, you know, there's some people that can't go to church all the time, but they do have a brother and sister in the Lord. And I do really push people to go to church. I mean, we need to commune with the body of Christ. But then again, the body of Christ is the believers. And when you come together, there I am, he said. So if you come together at a restaurant, there he is, you're communing, you're having a fellowship right there. So, I mean, if you can't get to church all the time, and I do want you to go, but if you can't, your job's holding you up, fellowship with some brothers and sisters in the Lord. Read the Bible with one another. Just talk about the Lord and go out evangelize and stuff, and he'll be there and he'll teach you through that. And please have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so very important to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus. That's what's going to build you with him. He's going to know you inside and out. Well, you know, he knows you anyway, but he wants you to have that relationship with him. And it's so very important. And I kind of want y'all to just look out for the Healing Light channel. It's going to be on Roku. If you don't have a Roku player, you can purchase one at Walmart, any local retail store, you can pick that up. I know I've heard a lot of people that have saved money on Roku through getting Hulu and Netflix and all that. And they've saved a lot of money through that. So, you know, check that out. And if you do go to Roku here, and I'll say in a couple of weeks, the Healing Light Show will be up, or Healing Light Channel will be up. And it's there to build your faith. We have some worship on mine. You know, my show has worship and a little bit of everything. But a lot of guys that I deal with, they're all in street ministry, and all that's there to build your faith and just check that out. And I want to thank everybody out here that's been listening to my show for years. I want to thank you and thank everybody that's been involved in this ministry. Y'all have been awesome. And it's going to be a joy to see what else happens to this ministry and how God is going to use this ministry to touch more people. That's one thing about this ministry. I want it to touch more people for Christ, save more people to the kingdom. And I just like to see the kingdom grow inside of people. A lot of my shows, a lot of guests I've had on here, they kind of stir the spirit of God inside of you. They stir it where you can be transformed. Not for the Holy Spirit to go dormant in you, but to be moving in you. And that's what we want. We want the Holy Spirit to be moving in you. And I like to say God bless everybody. And we will see you soon. And Happy New Year's to each and everybody. God bless you all.
There are no words, no phrase I could. It's a real